This is Bucky Bacall with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. Today, I'm here with Kevin, a sagebrush player who is now sharing his outdoor living space with chickens. So, Kevin, you finally got on board the Bucky Bacall agenda of creating a network of urban, semi-urban, and rural properties supporting chickens, and in turn, supporting permaculture, sustainability, and increased independence from big agribusiness and corporate food monopolies. Congratulations.
Thanks, Bucky. Now, I've always been a supporter of the agenda, but I think we ought to disclose that Bucky and the chickens moved in with me recently in a sort of a Sagebrush Variety Players property consolidation project.
The Bucky Bacall Backyard Chicken Broadcast did indeed indoctrinate you to the agenda. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. Anyway, so are you finding it a positive experience?
Oh, yeah, I really am. I really enjoy having the chickens around.
What do you like the most about it?
Well, I like watching them hunting for insects. And I really like that they keep the weeds and the grass down, because that's a big concern for me in the backyard. And who cannot like free eggs?
So what was your biggest fear about getting chickens?
It's kind of a responsibility. I've never really taken care of chickens before. I've always just had a cat. But it's really pretty easy. They pretty much take care of themselves. And you just got to make sure you feed them on time, and you should give them kind of loving attention too, like you would a cat, because, you know, they deserve it.
Yeah, I'd have to add that I think it's a good idea for you, for your mental health, to interact with the chickens. And they do like it. They like human beings quite a bit. But I'd say that if you've got more than one chicken, I'm not sure that they really need the attention the way cats do. But on the other hand, it's pretty compelling, isn't it? When you see them out there, you just want to go out and kiss them and hug them.
Well, yeah, I mean, I haven't really had them up on my shoulder or anything yet, but, yeah, you know, that's going to come along. They'll get used to me and coming up, you know, jumping up and stuff like that.
Do you have any other fears?
Yeah, that they might get out of the yard, get into the neighbor's yard and start digging holes and stuff like that and freaking out the neighbors.
Yeah, honestly, I don't think they'd ever go very far. They like getting to new places, but they have a pretty strong sense of home. That's why they get all those sayings about the chickens coming home to roost. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think that's true. And you know, like, I think the most important thing is they get fed on time. They expect me to come around, because when they see me, any of us coming through the gate, they come running to see what we've got. And that's what they probably, you know, kind of expect. If you just completely leave them alone, then they're going to start trying to get out and see what's going on elsewhere.
But still, you don't want your neighbors being upset. How's that worked out here? How do you think they're going over with the locals?
It's going over really positively. I mean, we've got one neighbor who really, really has shown a lot of interest in them. And we have neighbors that live a couple doors down. They're kind of always walking through the alley. And they've been peeking over the fence and always looking, want to talk to the chickens and see the chickens, talk to us about the chickens. And so, yeah, we're getting a lot of positive interest.
So how about feeding them? Are you finding that difficult or expensive?
No. I mean, everything that they eat's right in front of you. You've got certain table scraps, you know, that they like. There's greens all around. You got dandelion leaves, grasses, their own eggshells, corn and rice, seeds. Everything's right in front of you. It's super cheap.
What I always say is the trick is just to mix it up as much as possible and try to figure out what they seem to be craving. So if you give them grains, greens, and proteins, then they kind of figure it out. If you're always providing them with greens, you'll see maybe they'll leave a leftover. You know you're doing all right, and same with greens. And then proteins can be, ideally, they want bugs, but sometimes I feed them beans or nuts. They can't find bugs because it's the winter or whatever. You were kind of interested, maybe a little surprised about the eggshell thing, and I guess just explain that they need that for calcium so that they can lay more eggs. And it seems to me like they don't really need a lot. They probably eat less eggshell than they create eggs. I notice they leave a lot behind, and they can get calcium from other sources. A lot of people put oyster shells out. I don't know why.
Huh.
Because unless you're giving them chicken feed, which isn't always very good and isn't as balanced, if they're getting a lot of greens have calcium in it. But one of the things you should remember if you're going to feed them eggshells is to always break them up before they eat them. Because then if they start to recognize the eggs, they might eat their own eggs before you've had a chance with them. And that's really not good for anyone, and start fights there.
I gotcha.
But I wait until the last minute. One reason is because they're easier to crumble when they dry up. But the other is that there's an old legend that if you leave half eggshells around, a witch might steal it and use it as a boat for transportation. Well, I read them around as long as possible in case some witches need the transportation as sort of a favor. Do you think they're finding many bugs?
Yeah, I think they're finding lots of bugs. I don't see any pest bugs in my backyard at all, whereas my neighbors, they got plenty.
What do you usually get around here?
Some earwigs, roly-polies. I've seen lots of roly-polies. Ants.
Well, unfortunately, in my experience, they don't really go for ants very much. Some people say they do, but I've never seen it. I've also never seen them eat slugs. I think you need a duck to get rid of a slug problem.
Hmm.
Other than the pests, do you think they're helping with the garden? Is the garden going better? No difference?
What do you see? Oh, the garden's going great. Although somebody broke in and ate some kale, I think. But, you know, we lost the kale, but we get that back in the form of eggs. So
right. Or the vitamins from the kale come back in the eggs.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
I was showing you the other day about how that the one chicken, Quincy, she doesn't like to eat vegetables as much. She's like a spoiled little kid.
Right,
she likes her bugs. And you can see the difference in the color of her yolk. And probably, my guess would be her eggs might be a little less nutritious or more junkier eggs because all she ever eats is grain, so she's not going to get some of those vitamins you get from a lot of veggies. Have you noticed a change in how quickly the compost has broken down? Do you notice the soil being any different?
Yeah, I think that the chicken poop has made a big difference in the composting. Stuff's breaking down a lot faster. And
it should. They say that it helps compost break down faster. I've become a firm believer in that. If there's chicken poop in the mix, the other kind of waste that you have in there, the leaves or twigs and the kitchen waste, it's all going to break down a little bit faster.
The fertilizer you brought with you that they had treated earlier over at your place is growing vegetables a lot faster than I'm used to seeing.
So you said one of the advantages was the eggs. So obviously you're enjoying that. How do you feel about these eggs over other eggs?
Well, they taste better than any other eggs I've ever had. Maybe you can get some eggs grown by other truly free-range organic, but I still think these backyard eggs are the best eggs. Well, you can tell the difference.
Yeah, you think you're going to be a chickener for life now, or do we have a convert? You still making up your mind?
No, I'm going to try to keep them as long as I can.
That's great, and I guess I already knew all that, but I'm just glad to hear the words come out of your mouth and go to our listeners, so thanks for the chat.
You bet. You're most welcome.
Anybody listening now, you know this is your chance for your input. You send us an email at sagebrush@radioboise.org. I was here with Kevin. This has been Bucky Bacall. I had a good time. Bucky Bacall's Backyard Chicken Broadcast was produced by the Sagebrush Variety Show with support from Boise Community Radio and the Green Institute.